Yo, yo, what's up, fam? How are you guys doing, by the way? And welcome to another episode of Unspoken. I am so excited for this episode. If you're an avid listener, you will know that I did an episode last year. I think it was in July, where it was Life After Campus Part 1. Yeah. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should probably go and listen to that episode before you listen to this. So I did an episode, Life After Campus. That was immediately I was done with Campo and I was giving you the gist. Now, yeah, today it's gonna be hotter. And I'm not alone in studio. Like, today is Life After Campus, the graduation edition. Like, where Life After Shule, ukishapata yo satiako. How is life? Like, I'm just here to give you the gist, and I have my classmates with me. When you tulisoma now Campo from Maseno, from first year until fourth year, until you acquire the degree. Mama, we made it.
Yeah, we definitely made it.
So today I have two amazing ladies in studio with me. They were my classmates by there and my very good friends from drama and theater class.
Of 2022.
Class of 2022. Wasei mo jinti ati tulimaliza shule.
We?
Ati we are adults.
We were so happy.
It was just 4 years ago, 2018. We just joined first year.
And we were so tiny. And then, we are still so tiny. But that's not the point.
Oh, so guys, I have amazing guys in studio today. So I'll just let them introduce themselves.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Nelly Awino. You can call me Nelly. Pronouns she, her. Naskia, that's so important right now because everyone is identifying themselves in a different way.
You're so right.
Yeah, so pronouns is she, her. I don't know what else to say. I'm a TikToker, I'm a dancer, I'm a graduate. We are here to talk about life after campus.
Underline so, graduate.
Yeah, I'm a graduate with BA, a bachelor's degree.
With IT, ongeza with IT. From Maseno University.
Yeah, from Maseno University. So I hope you're going to have like a good time. So stay tuned and get to know our stories.
Oh, awesome.
Hey guys, I'm Gloria Akinyi. My friends call me Nati. Yeah, I'm she, her.
She, I like at Shia. I like any dunia squeezy. You have to introduce yourself.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Have to ask.
Oh, so welcome guys to Unspoken.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So, you know, it's almost a year since I shot Your Life After Campus, the first edition, part one. Tulimaliza shule June. Ama ilikuwa July, around July, yeah?
July. Yeah.
Sasa tuko April. April, May, June. Like, it's almost 3 months too. Like, it's almost a year since we finished school. Life After Campo.
Where?
Full stop. Yeah, exclamation.
No addition.
Yeah. So, but then, before that, like, I would love maybe to know you. So, Nelly, what do you do currently? What are you doing currently?
Currently, I'm attached at an organization. I work there as a creative and media officer. So my work is definitely managing the social media pages, creating content for the organization, taking pictures and all that. Yeah.
And when you finished school, did you ever think you'll ever do such a job? But then what dreams did you have when you finished school?
No,
before ground, which was quite different.
The dreams I had, I definitely wanted to pursue dance, but like I didn't have a way forward of like where to start. And then I didn't have a mentor. That was the biggest mistake ever. Yeah. So in Kenya, like dance is not taken seriously. And I wanted like to major further on dance. Lakini kitu nafanya sahi is definitely not what I wanted to do after campus, but it's okay.
But are you still pursuing dance though? You are the best dancer in our class. Guys, in case you don't know, Nelly, all the choreography we had in our class, Nelly was the one.
Yeah, I'm actually working on something. I took a break kidogo because what I'm doing right now, it's not dance. So obviously, like most of my time is not dedicated to dance. But I'm working on something. I'm yet to get it out there to the people, like to get to know like what is it I'm working on. But ikikuja, tutaona tu, tutaona, there's something cooking. Yeah.
Nati, what are you doing? I'm out plans you have and what are you doing currently after shule?
Okay, actually, Kenya nafanya sahi, hata sikuwa nimepangia. But yeah, I'm working in a modeling agency. That's second option agency. I'm the brand strategist. Yes. Yes.
I'm titles. Share your secrets, guys.
Titles.
You guys have titles.
You know, you own the title. Hey, so nice. It's an interesting job. It's a part-time job and it's so interesting. Yeah, we get to travel. You know, I'm managing models. I'm managing talent and models. So it's actually interesting.
That's so dope. Yeah. Did you ever think you'll do
no,
that?
No, actually, me, I'm telling you a story. In your first year, I used to have a friend, eh, hey, tulikuwa tuna disma models, like atukuwa tunapenda models. Right now, she is also a model, and I'm working with models. You see, life, man.
Is what, like, the thing you least expect, very passionately. So, welcome to Unspoken. How has your week been, Nelly? How has your week been?
Oh, my week has been great, though kazi kidogo, as much as like tunasema hapa.
You have to wake up.
You have to wake up early. You have to, like, figure out what you're going to do. Unajua kitambo uliku naamka, you don't have plans. So right now, umeamka, mara siju have a vision board. Mara you write hapo, ukiamka ti what I'm doing today. Okay, from this time to this time, I'm supposed to be at this place. Nilifanya hii. So that's definitely was a shock. Because I'm not used to...
You actually have to plan your
day. You have to plan yourself. Because without planning, you can't do anything vizuri. Utaku nafanya tu shoddy work. Unakimbia left, right, center kama kuku imekatwa kichwa.
But then you have to plan a day. Like I was telling you guys before, like, now that I'm working, like, tuko kwa corporate world, I was not a morning person. Me likuwa msa wama giz. Hey! By force, I'm a morning person. Like, by six, I have to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this adulting thing, man? I want to go back to my father's home.
I want to go cry to mommy.
What? Like, what is this adulting thing? Kai! So, what scares me the most is the day I went to take my certificate from Maseno.
Okay.
Like, nilishika degree yangu kwa mkono hivi. Like,
4 years.
4 years! Kwa a piece of paper, mm-hmm. Venye Maseno litupiga character.
Mm-hmm.
Today I was telling Nati, like, the way I was passing through, nilikuwa naangalia how Instagram, our stories are IG highlights, our IG highlights for the graduation. Like, eh, hey, imepita mbio.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, like, experience graduation? Like, in a hit me, I'm always telling everyone around me that it doesn't hit me like I'm no longer a student.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm still working, but I'm not. What did you say? Tupo ana not yet.
I think it's because tukiwa shule manze vitu watu wanapitia hapa nje wakiwa campus. It's a lot of things mpaka when you nasema ija ku hit bado like you're not a student. It's because vitu tulipitia tukiwa students.
Like out here is like a totally different world.
It's totally different, kabisa. It's like when you're on a semanga, the campus is for keeping the unemployed. Where? It was true.
Uku corporate, like you have to, like today I was at work to Nambati. I need your updated CV. At HR, ananiambia hivyo. At charity, I need your updated CV. I need your certificate. Mm-hmm. Like, wa, like me, ishiet balina shock. Nati wewe.
Mimi. Me, I'm still a baby.
You're still a mama's baby.
Did you accept your fact that I'm out of school? But I'm slowly sliding into life. Like, na accept pole pole.
In growth.
By the guys, when you finish school, like, what were your plans? You know, you had dreams. My plans by the when I finished school, as much as adulting is a scam, but I really wanted to move out. I that was my goal. I don't know, but that was my goal. Like, I didn't really want to go home. I planned that to move out. Has anyone of you moved out?
Yes.
Of your parents? Nelly, by the way, Nelly has moved out. Tebu, how is moving out?
So let me tell you. Before kumaliza shule, like, I didn't have a plan of moving out. I had a plan of not going back home. That was the plan.
That was
like me namaliza, mi sitaki kurudi kwa mama. Sitaki kurudi.
I remember as in when you're in school, tukutambiana, usirudi home. They were asking what you can do.
Nikurudi home.
Itakurudisha nyuma. Itakurudisha nyuma. Hautakuwa independent. Usirudi home. Wewe kufanya tu kitu. Afadhali ubaki Maseno lakini usirudi.
Yeah. But it's the truth, because ukienda home nika utakuna jihold back. It's at least uende hapo nje. You try out anywhere you can, because mtuka mimi I started as a volunteer. Because nilisema, why would I go home? Let me just go look for an attachment somewhere. Nikuwe volunteer too for a while, because you unajua pia nikubid CV. So ilikuwa tu wewe toka enda. Like you have nothing planned at all. You go with the flow. Mali utafika ndo hivo.
Life ikupeleke.
Penye life. Me, but I had planned me I'm moving out. Me, I don't know where. Ataka masita kwa na job. Me, I know I'm moving out.
Mm-hmm.
So lucky. By the way, if you plan and pray. Jika mani maombi. Amasiji. If you plan, by the way. Me, I just planned. I just told myself. Me, I'm not going home after Kampo. Me, I don't know where I'm going, but not home.
Not home.
I'll just be a visitor. Ndako na show up kiasi. And I go. So moving out. How? Nati, ome move out. Have you moved out?
Mimi. Mimi sija move out. Mm. I moved back home and I'm still at home. But
are you 100% at home?
No, I'm not.
There's that. There's that.
I'm not 100% at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So job nafanya, I'm traveling a lot. So I can't say I'm home. Yeah, but I'm home. Sina kwangu.
You haven't moved out.
Yes, I'll Japan. Move out when someone says, will you?
Okay.
Who is that?
Do you have someone?
Yes, I have someone.
Oh, congratulations. Oh.
Hey. Leo ndo nilikuwa naambia na watu wenye, eh, sijai kuwa single this long. I've never been single for this long.
Wow. Journey, how long?
3 months. I was single 3 months, but I'm single. It's been long. I've never been single.
Yo, anyone out there?
When I was doing my research, Leona, like, tendency, by the way, tendency. I don't know if even when shule, we're in campus, we used to be told, like, when you're finishing school, after graduation, because immediately after graduation, I tell before graduation, so after graduation, there's something like postgraduate depression. Like, ile umemaliza shule, you're done with school, and then you're in the world with all the hype. Well, the hype, me, I'm a graduate. Because I have a second class upper, I'm a first class. Like, now we end up, una choose jobs, you're choosing, like, kuna kiburi. So, like, there's something like postgraduate depression. Has anyone of you experienced postgraduate depression?
Yes, I have. Actually, a friend of mine, aliniambia, I'll be hit by post-varsity clarity. Post-varsity clarity, like, after university. So, unaona sasa life hivi vile iko. Kanairo inakufanya mambo black and white, and white. Watu wanakuosha, ati mtu anakuambia you umpe 30k akupe job.
Mimi si nilioshwa.
Ulioshwa?
When I finished, I remember tulimaliza camp before even finished. When we were doing an exam, nilikuwa attachment at the county. I was at the county. So there was someone at the county told me, see, you know, when before finishing, I was like, I wanted, Nikola already shows up after places before, you know, just adamant, like, me, I'm not going back home. So I started looking for jobs. So I approached Apopka County government where I was at attachment and asked them, by then finishing my exams this and this week, I was there at attachment, can I get maybe an internship? Can I volunteer? I was already even to volunteer. Umsa can be, there's no need of volunteering. In fact, there's a job. Atu si stress. Wewe jua tu ukimaliza shule, you have a job. Just do this and this. Akanambia write your CV. Until akanambia, so you have your transcript, because of course we hadn't graduated, so asikuwa nasat. Ati, so you have your transcript, just print your transcript, write a letter of application, and then kuja naido. Akanambia nimpe ati 100k. But akanambia that 100k, you can get to 100k. Yes, you have to job. Akanambia you can pay in bits. 100k, you can pay in bits. Imagine I gave the dude 25k. Kushikilia job. 25k nikampea. Anyway, I was happy. Ah, kupata job kwa account. Adi akanambia hii pesa itarudi. Salary account utapoa 35k. Mimi nikapiga hesabu 35k mimi hiyo itanipeleka mali. Afu ati nikipata hiyo salon ndakuwa namlipa installment. Sasa nikishampa 25 nilikula msia alichukua 25k zangu man. Like it happens. Have you guys like it happens to and it has happened to a lot of people with there. Kuoshwa. Wasiwengi mimi nimesikia stories za wasiwengi wasiomoshwa. Hadi kwa ami unaenda ami unaumoshwa. Like
mimi nilioshwa na usani.
Usani, what
you
happened?
See the way uliniuliza kama I still do dance. So, in our last week of exam, there was this guy ali put up a call for dancers. Wawili Paul. Hata mi, I think nilikuwa mjinga. Looking back at it, niko like, nini nilikuwa inakufanya?
Yo time ujuangi kama umekuwa mjinga. Like, you're out there hungry for success. You're determined.
So this guy texted me on IG, because most of my videos, dance videos, nimezipost IG. So alini text IG, akaniambia like, there's this opportunity with Paul and Itaji dancers, because how the flamers, like most of them are venturing into new things, then wameka for a while, so anatafuta like new dancers.
New energy.
Yeah, new energy. So you're supposed to like register. I did. There was a link. I registered. You write penye unatoka, your age and all that, when you started dancing, an inspiration of nini na ku drive to do dance and all that. And then wakasema ati you have to pay. Okay, yangu haikuwa 25k, thank God. you are to pay 3,000 shillings as at the registration fee. And then I don't know nilitoa pesa wapi, sijui, but nililipa the 3,000 shillings. Alafu wakaniambia, there's a communication person, na kuna this guy mwenye ana, the programs coordinator, mwenye ana coordinate these auditions. And I was stupid because imagine it was the same guy who was calling me na number ya programs coordinator na number ya communication officer. So nimetuma 3K, akaniambia okay, you can finish your application, just send, then utume via email. Hadi walikuwa na email imeandikwa siji who at who at Saldido record. Na just Saldido ni ya Wilipol. Nikajua okay, this is scam. Nikauliza ati na mbona Wilipol ajaeka advert kwa IG ama any of his pages ama jaongelea. At you know, Willy Paul ni a big name in Kenya. So akiweza eka advert, like watu wata crowd, so tunatafuta individuals. I believe this guy. Ikafika point, okay, so umesema you are from Kisumu? At yes. So kuna basi na collect what you have to pay, 1,200 for transport. Nikambia sawa. And then the stupid question I was at, do you have any relative in Nairobi? Ama have you ever been to Nairobi? Then nika reply genuinely, like, the last time I was in Nairobi was in 2014. Mm. Then wakaona, uyu ni msajita, waji Nairobi. Jika Nairobi. At so what you'll do, you'll just send the 1,200, then tutakukole. Collect from like Kisumu, tuna collect from Kisumu, then tukichukua wengine along the way sijui Nakuru Naivasha. I believed. Ikafika tena kidogo ati accommodation, as we are giving you half the, tunakulipia half the money, you pay the other half. I paid another 800. Hiyo tayari sijui ilikuwa ni 4k 5k ilikuwa imeenda.
Not us feeding people out here.
Not us feeding people out here. Then, wakasema ati, if you don't, kama umeona like along the way, you won't be able to make it to the auditions, you can call and cancel, then we'll refund the money. Nika call, nika cancel. Wakaniambia they are sending 1,500. Nikaambia no, I sent you in total 5K. Wakasema it's okay, we'll send you. Ati tusha kutumia 1,500 ati, oh, basi yongoja tunatuma the 35. This guy kaenda kazima simu. So later on, niki call the Airtel line, ni the same voice. Ni wale kwa ulinikula manze na ndio niko shule ulinyosha. 5K ni pesa mingi sana ukiwa kampani.
Mwosho mmoja msafi.
Mwosho mmoja, and because of the desperation, yo desperation ya kupata something to do after campus.
I think really need drive your desperation to, so you do me by the, that desperation you do crazy things because you don't want to be left out. You don't want to be left out, like you don't want to ati after camp you walk idol and they see maybe a classmate, your friends are doing
that
something.
That thing really affects
people.
Your friends are doing things, your big things.
Because you can say that
your pressure
depression na kutuanga.
Kuna your pressure, baby.
Kuna that pressure
from friends. We are supposed to fight it.
We are supposed to fight it, but it's a pressure out there with your classmates are posting. Umepata a job kwa radio, people are doing,
mtu amepiga picha na a famous actor,
and you're there at home unaosha vyombo.
Another one is in South Africa.
Another one is a content creator.
Like everything is doing their own thing, no, 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 like they're pushing there.
Filmmakers, but I think our classmates stand out well.
Yeah,
both of our classmates are doing great things.
Kuna mwingine atako finance, msi joke na drama in theater.
They're doing great things,
but there's some classes of mine we had invited them on this podcast, but they didn't show up. Three girls.
Yes, you guys, man. Even after campus, surely.
You want us to sympathize? Yeah,
even after campus. Simpson, I'd invited three people. You're supposed to be like six.
Six.
And then, Kina, thanks to Nelly and Natty for turning up, man. So, by the way, you guys mentioned that you work, you are already in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly, you work. Natty, you work. Yeah. So, it's safe to say you guys are on a payroll. Like end month kakiru kanaingia.
Yeah.
How do you manage those finances? Has black tax in effect? Like was there a chance to prepare pressure?
Hey!
Ushakwa sibling. Has that thing really affected you? Because me, it is really affecting me. Because of my siblings, my bro. Mimi is so many girls. Mimi in the bank account. Like kitu kidogo. And they think like you're earning millions. And they're just not even earning so much. And then if you don't give them, then it's like maybe an issue. So has that thing really affected you guys?
Yes, it has. Personally, it has.
Mm.
Yes. My mom. My mom, I love her so much. I love your mom.
It's always the mothers. It's not always the mothers.
Yeah, but you know, she expects a lot. I understand her. She sees potential. But hey, pole pole. I've just arrived.
Mm.
Yeah. So with time, give me time. I'm just stepping into the corporate world. Yeah. You're gonna be happy, but twende pole pole. And my sibling, my younger bro. Hey, my brother. Bro kitu kidogo. Glon, saidie fair. Glon, saidie pesa indomie. Wow. Anyway, it's nice having people depending on you, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's in a little sense of responsibility, of which I love it. Yeah.
But there's that pressure, by the way, I have to say, but there's that pressure from family, from even the society, like you're a graduate.
Hadi fee. Hadi hello.
Hey, imagine Hadi fee.
Hadi fee. I'm not earning that much. I have to pay rent. You have bills.
And you are not even stable yet.
You are not stable yet.
You're still in the life. You're still getting yourself together. Like me the other day, my bro was telling me, like, Sijui, daddy needs 30k to Sijui to fence. To fence Sijui nini ya ngombe. Like, bro, me nilishtuka. Like, wah, ati 30k, ati, nikama, analyze 30k, nikani change. Like, wah. Like, I was like, me, I was relating because I was told about this thing called black tax, where, because of this black tax, it really affects us African, African true. Families. Mm-hmm. Where, if your family sees, like, umeza tu kumoka kidoga, you're doing something, like that black is affecting people. There's someone when and I was like, you guys, how do you view this black tax? Like, should you support your parents first, ama your siblings first, ama they should do it for you to be stable, and you should support yourself, stabilize yourself first and support them, ama
you should stabilize yourself first, because remember I remember my mom used to tell me stories when the first salary ni nini alifanyia.
You're supposed to give your parents half of it, you remember?
My mom ananipigianga story, like, my first salary, what I did with it, nili furnish nyumba, I bought chairs, nikafanya nini. Mbona isi relate na sisi? Imagine ulikuwa kampo, yes, they were feeding you and catering for everything, ata kama zingine you are looking for them peke yako, but inafika point, kumbuka ndio nimeanza, you are in your first month, unanipigia ati bro, ati anahitaji viatu, na si ati anahitaji tafis, hadi nakupea like conditions, si viatu yoyote, anahitaji tafis, then uniform yake inafaa itoke nini, Blackberry. Like, I know I can support you, yes, but see that much, because remember me pia nafaa kujibuild. And then the same parents atakuja kutembele, then anauliza ati hauna hata kiti, nitakuaje na kiti na unanipiga every month.
Of course, we just started on the, yeah, on the corporate world. Of course salary yako si ati nile,
see, big, it's not that big,
yeah. It's something you just barely manage, yeah, mdogo ya kwanza life. So like, your black tax really affects people. Like me, brong mdogo was like telling me, like, kitu mdogo kwa shule, ati tunafaa kwenda trip, mi ndo nimelipia trip. Bro, mi niko like 22 years old, mi nikulipia trip, wani una mzazi.
Pia mama. Nakumbuka, inakalala say the same thing. There's this thing, your parents, toxic parents.
Those are toxic parents. And if you don't help them.
Wanaeka the body ati uya na fee, si ni mtoto wako. Si wangu. I can help, but not the way you are, unaeka. Black si tax. Deni.
Black tax really affects.
Because it's like, in Africa, ni kama wanasema ti mzazi akikufunza, it's like you are paying back.
You're paying back.
But it's no longer their responsibility. They don't view it like that.
With all due respect, we didn't ask to be born, you know. Mm-hmm. We didn't ask to. So, in one way or the other, ni kazi yao kutufanya hivyo. We appreciate, yes, but yeah, it's your duty. So, giving back to our parents is just appreciating, not saying it's our duty or something. We just, you know, I'm here to thank you, mom, for doing this. Thank you, dad. But see, this is a unani pointy fingers that you're supposed to do this and that, you know.
And then do you have this issue ya mtoto anani amefanya hii? Na mmemaliza, mmemaliza campus. Mtoto anani amesijua amekea mama yake tiles ala. Yes, yeye alipata job, alilipiwa sijui pesa ngapi akapata kazi.
And this thing for the family wealth. Family inheritance. I have such a friend. Mm-hmm. When you hear me inherit, you know. So he's balling, you know. Then there's me.
You have to fight for everything. Yeah.
You know, kuna pia hiyo pressure.
Build yourself. There's that pressure, by the way. You're competing with someone, maybe he comes from a rich family, a wealthy family. And you're building from scratch. Your pressure, by the way, inasumbua a lot of people out here.
But I remember one advice my sis gave me. The first time they were confirmed, like, oh, so guys, nimepata a place, nikona job, like, naweza sema I'm earning. So the first advice aliniambia ni, do not concentrate on your parents. Do not please anyone. wewe hiyo pesa kidogo unapata, however small or, ama however big, build yourself kwanza, jijenge as a person. Then after that, because you remember, like, ukipata hata place umemove out, venye umesema you've moved out. Si kuna vitu unahitaji. Lazima ujieke kwanza ukue stable. Na hiyo ina take time. It's not a matter of 3 months. Ama hata 6 months. It might take a year or so.
Ni
hard.
Curtains kwanza bea curtains.
Ni expensive.
Even I even notice people in Nairobi nowadays are wearing curtains. Chaneka to shears.
For real.
Shears.
Wala unaheza bana.
Yo area ya Kilimani. Ukiangalia viko hizo gorofa.
Shears.
Bana.
Budget for who?
Bea curtains.
Utanipa, utanunua curtains amu utanipa rent. Which one?
Expensive. Kai. No, na pesa yako.
Na everything is a necessity. It's not like unaweza sema, acha ni bike curtains ni
forgo hii. You have to eat daily.
Kuna transport.
Kwanza uchumi venye ni mbaya.
Kukula.
Kwanza na venye uchumi ni mbaya. Adi bea chumvi
imeongezeka.
But this economy, you guys, how are you surviving this high cost of living?
We are surviving.
Mandamano. Baby, I've heard mandamano. Ati inafakuruli second May. Have you guys heard about that? Mandamano.
Laila should just leave us alone.
But what is your view on mandamano nearly?
Mi naona, like, there's deaths zina happen. Like, nothing is dying, changing. Yeah. People are dying. Kuna watu wana lose vitu zao kama like the shops. People are raiding shops.
Yeah.
Wenye wanaumia, wanaumia. So, mimi, for hizo wiki zenye mandamano zilikuwa na kuja kuwa na different, itakuwa na, like, there's no change. So, mandamano, iwache tu, we can't struggle with mandamano na to struggle na economy. To struggle na one thing.
Like, even me, I was telling my guest here, my previous guest here on Unspoken, I was asking, like, this mandamano, what is your view on mandamano? He's like, the cost of living is high. We should be in the city. And I was like, but if people have to die, if it has to cost someone's life, someone's business, there's
it's
a better way we can
it.
Do it.
Yeah.
I don't really support it. I know the cost of living is high, but if there's another way we can express it, better do it.
Yeah.
Away from campus and graduation shenanigans. I have a segment here on Unspoken where if I have guests, mm-hmm. I ask you questions. It's called 5 under 5.
Okay.
5 questions under 5 seconds.
Huh.
I remember I asked Nene, YouTuber class yet. Mm-hmm. I hosted her the last day we finished campus. Nene was the last person I interviewed in Masena. And she was supposed to come to this podcast. Emily Nene.
Nene, where are you?
Nene. Umenikosea. To make catch.
You have to appease.
So I have this section called 5 under 5. I get to ask you 5 questions under 5 seconds.
Okay.
Quick fire questions. Each one of you. Are you ready? So, where do you prefer to go on a first date? Nati.
Where do I prefer to go on a first date? Ah, wow.
5 seconds.
Okay.
Take your time.
Okay, somewhere in nature.
Forest, Karura,
a picnic, maybe.
Yeah,
anything in you kuna food, it's okay.
Where?
Bora, there is food.
What type of food?
Okay, what type of food? Bora, ni food. Yeah,
Bora
food.
The environment.
Unajua venye kibanda siki chakula ni tamu. Yes, I've been on a date to a kibandaski. Tukakula pork.
Kibandasi.
Ilikuwa tamu.
Ili slap.
Nati unaenda date kibandasi.
No. Not for a date. I can go to a kibandasi, but not for a date.
So imagine mimi I was ambushed. Tuva tuende.
Hey.
Then nikapeleka kibandasi. Nilinuna, but the moment food ilikuja nikakula, it was worth it. So, yeah.
Uzuri huba alikuwa regal kama tu, hey, kibandasi day one ndani. At least alikuwa on
hapa. Ikuwa day one.
So, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you?
I'd love to go to Denmark.
Why Denmark? That is
interesting. I don't know. I just love Denmark. From vile nimesearch, nimeona. Yeah. No, not movies. Jona movie yoyote ya Denmark. And I have friends in Denmark. So, yeah.
I would love to go to Sudan. Yeah, I know. I said it once and the same facial expression.
Why?
The
woman
in Ipea. Sudan, because those guys, like, they have a very rich culture. So,
true.
Kama ni kwenda anywhere in the world, I will go there specifically to learn about
culture.
Their culture. Yeah, it's a very interesting culture.
Okay, a theater practitioner.
Masomo, it looks like. If you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
if I had 3 wishes, my first wish was to ingekuwa to have 10 more wishes. So ni kweni nikisikula mdogo mdogo.
That doesn't
but then
my shot ni kwa mjanja.
Yeah, I'll have 10 more wishes.
Oh, and then you'll have 10 wishes.
I wasn't expecting that answer. Second wish.
Second wish. I don't know. I can't like see it at the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Third.
Yeah. Can you share one 10 wishes? You'll have time to think about the other ones. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, just give me good life, good health, and a happy life. That's yeah.
You can be happy and broke, so there's that.
Good. No, you can't be happy and broke. No, they don't go to.
You know the happiest people are the poor.
No. That's only according to the word. Only according to the word. Only according to the word. But I'd wish for a happy life, good health. Sina mengi. Kwa sasa.
Una maoni kwa sasa. Aya, what objects do you misplace or lose the most?
Money.
Napoteza
hata leo nimepoteza so by the way. Napoteza don't like no one's business. I don't know what's wrong.
Nati, what do you
I lose my nose pin the most.
Nose ring? Me earrings. Hey, aki earrings is napoteanga. Jina napoteanga kwa nyumba sizipati.
And men.
Kwa men nice.
Oh, you may hit. You may hit.
Deepest fear.
Death. I fear death. I fear death, not for me peke yangu, but I fear death for my parents. I fear death for my siblings. I just fear death in general. Like, why would someone die and yet ujamaliza kenye? I know to God umemaliza kenye likuleta, but why? I just fear death.
Do you fear that?
I fear men.
Fear men.
Men walikufanya nini?
Men walikufanya nini? Who is your last boyfriend?
What did these men do to you?
No, who is your last boyfriend? What did that guy?
What did they do? Why do you fear men?
No, but I fear God.
Mm-hmm. Not like those.
No.
No,
unataka niseme kenye unataka kusikia.
Hapana.
No, but I fear God and I fear men. Ni hayo.
Ni hayo tu.
Questions, I don't even know. Biggest flaw.
I'm not perfect, but I don't think I have a biggest flaw. But kenye najua ni I do forget things a lot.
Oh, you're forgetful by then.
I'm very forgetful. Naweza niambia, "Hello, tuna meet 9." Mimi, we are 10. Guy, like what to meet 9. Yeah, I forget a lot of things.
Oh, awesome. You, not.
Men.
My biggest.
Now that by the Shule Misha, we graduated, what can you say are the biggest lessons you learned after graduation? Not are the biggest lessons you learned. Like you learned life to Nemekfunza. No one prepared you, but what are the biggest, some of the biggest?
Okay, one lesson I've learned is that the friends we had in campus were just campus friends.
Yeah.
Or just we should normalize calling people schoolmates, classmates, coursemates, colleagues,
exam
neighbors, you know. Because right now, we're making new connections. Mm-hmm. You're trying to reach out to the people you were in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone is busy with their lives. You can't blame them, you know. Kila mtu ako busy na maisha yake. But the people we had in campus are just for campus. Kuna wenye tuta move now, yes. But wengine ubaki nyuma. So me, lesson nime learn ni to know the place of people in my life and also my place
time.
And at a specific time and my place in their lives, you know.
Yeah,
so that's the biggest. I love to square attached.
Man.
Mimi sijasema. Yeah, at, kukua attached, you know, mi iliniuma at some point, I was attached to people in school.
Mm-hmm.
So, leaving school after graduation, una expect vitu zikuwe the same, but no, mtu ame relocate to wherever, Mandera, Wajir, Mombasa, we are kona life ingine, but yes, oh, that's the lesson I've learned. Nelly, wewe, umelearn nini?
The biggest lesson imelearn ni usiwai move na
pressure.
Usiwai move na crowd. Usiwai move na social media posts.
Never.
When? Life kwa ground ni different. Mimi nilisema, like, I know we said earlier when you, like, your classmates are doing things, ama, or rather your age mates. Your age mates, unaona mse, like, ana live a life somewhere, mse akona job somewhere, mse akona nini, kila mtu akona time yake. So, kenye nimelearn and what I'm still learning to keep move forward, ni move at your own pace, move at your own time. Usijipate pressure. Yeah. You live whatever life you can afford. Yeah. Don't live because of someone else's post, ama someone else's life on social media. Yeah.
Clap for others while waiting for your
time. No pressure.
I like it. Yeah, but then your story, no pressure, but then live life at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, kila msa kuna time yake. Everyone has their own clock, something like that. So live life by there at your own pace. And then by the juicy, I was in Maseno. Fourth years are doing exams, and I have a lot of friends back in fourth year then. Mm-hmm. And then they're asking me, wait, how it is? Bana, how is life going to life? Just how I'm excited. Like life is going to change. But me, I was just telling, life is good. Life is nyororo.
No pressure.
Come, no pressure, no pressure. Because people are always like skeptical. Unabonga, but that's not the attitude.
Yeah.
So by the what will they tell, like a recent graduate, someone graduating, these people were when you might like they're finishing school, what would you tell?
Maybe they're sitting for the exams.
They're doing the exams currently, and like most of them are confused. But me, I have a lot of people. Those friends, all fourth years, mm-hmm. when I posted the Life After Campus part one, now most of them are listening to it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like reaching out to me and asking me, Aki Awiti, I'm finishing school. Like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you manage? Like, they're so confused. Like, what would you tell a younger person? Like, you, what could you tell a recent graduate?
I will tell someone, akuna cha, unaona venye umesema, like, when you likuwa nakwambia ni kunoma, tell them ni kupoa. Mimi kenye naezambia mseni, keep your expectations up. The moment you'll have expectations zako ziko juu, na ujua watu wanasemanga ti weka expectations chini, ndio ikikuja usifeel like usifeel down ati haija happen hivyo. Keep your expectations high. Mm. The moment zitakuwa high, if you get like haija happen venye ulikuwa na expect, hiyo heartbreak ya kutoenda venye ulikuwa nataka iende, it's ndio kenye itakupush. Because you'll be like, I have to keep my expectation high. If it doesn't work that way, I try harder. Mm-hmm. So that's what itakuwa ina kupush. So yon ndio mantra yangu. Expectations high.
Nice. But that I've heard it from the first time.
That's the explanation. Yeah,
it may make sense.
What would you advise? What I would advise? Vile Nelly alisema, kila mtu na pace yake, kila mtu ako na pace yake, usikuwe na pressure and start building connections while in campus. Usikuwe tu shule, ati we kazi ni kuenda class and back, build connections while in school. You know, like campus, I took it like a stepping stone to life, to the corporate world. Because watu wengi sahi wenye wana work, unapata ni connection walikuwa nayo campus.
Yeah.
Ka connection tu hivi, hata hajatumia degree, amepewa job. So, build connections while in campus. And don't be afraid to go out there.
Put yourself out there.
And
be open-minded.
Be open-minded. Be open to new ideas. Be creative. Right. Yeah. Kwanza, School of Arts. I love that. School of Arts in social science. Arts. Like, be artistic. Be artistic. Be creative. Usijifinye tu ati, you studied, let's say, procurement. Ati sa unataka tu something to do with procurement.
Challenge yourself.
Challenge your limits. Go out there. Do anything. Tafuta ka skill flani yenye unaweza fanya. Do it.
Just put yourself out. Challenge yourself, be ready for it. Because with them, say a joke.
So I guess that's it for the episode.
Kidogo kidogo unajipata Zanzibar. Fearing men.
So I guess that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys have learned some.
Definitely.
And we're still learning. Say tisisi tuko hapa tunaongea tisini ma pro.
Pro. Wewe. Tisini
ma CEO.
Tunaambiwa kuna hii nini I was told tukianza leo ni Tuesday. Hati tukianza hii wiki jana.
Jana.
I met someone jana. A new connection. Mm-hmm. Na aliniambia in this world there's nothing like learning. Learning iko fixed. You say you learn, you unlearn, and you relearn.
Thank you. In fact,
that's it.
Guest I had here, but we were going to shoot that episode another day. The last episode that I had here with a guest, we were talking about things that you are unlearning,
you relearning. Yeah.
But life is a journey. You relearn things and learn things and relearn things.
Yeah. At one point, uta unlearn kitu, like, here, if I go, then the next time you're like, but it helped me. So you go back to me. I'm sure tuta shoot another episode. Tuta record another episode. Tuta record another episode and we'll have different views.
Yeah.
If we meet here like next at a 1 year. I mean, by the end of this year, of course, you're going to have different perspectives.
Like a series.
After a while,
like you're taking people on our journey, by the after school, after graduating, drama and theater. It's a journey. So, thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having us.
By the way, what are you currently listening to? I love asking all my guests that. What are you currently listening to? Your favorite song of the week?
My favorite song of the week, ni song inaitwa. Nimesahau jina.
But sure it's Somali. Nelly Live Somali.
No, it's not Somali.
Nelly Live Somali.
It's not Afro, by the way. It's not Afro, shockingly. Na mimi playlist yangu imebeba Afro sana.
Somali.
Somali, I'm so sure it's Somali.
Oh, yeah. What I listen to every day I wake up is this song called Manyo Pesa by Wakadinali and Costa Ojuang. I really love that song. Yeah, if you listen to the lyrics, you can have some inspirational and motivational lyrics.
Wow. Shout out to you, Costa. I love that song too.
Oh, me. Me niko na songs mbili. Mm-hmm. I have two songs. One is from Staying With My Bro. Brooklyn Boys. Yeah, Dream ya kutoka kwa block. I love that hit, man. I love it. And the other one is Frozen by Madonna.
Okay.
You have to listen to it.
I'm gonna listen to it.
Yes.
Wow, so this, but I had fun. Imagine that tumonge for almost an hour. Imagine if it were today's date. We're recording this episode 25th April, guys, as graduates from Maseno University. The Simpsons. Shout out to The Simpsons. Shout out to our classmates. Guys.
Na talk to people. You might not talk to people. Na kumbe watu ndio connection.
Na attitude, guys.
Wait. I'm the connection. Talk to me.
Yeah. Your network is your network.
Imagine you don't talk to someone and then an opportunity comes up. Then uko like, hakuna mtu anakuja kwa akili yako. Then later ndio uko like, oh, we had this one guy ama this one lady. And I zafanya hii. Hey,
alafu mkwe na masimu. Mkwe na masimu na mkwe on.
Unspoken. Yo guys, shout out to our classmates. Wanajijua drama and theater. Shout out to you guys. So,
Tuaname
class rep. Tuaname Alexis.
Alexis,
Alexis. Shout out to Miki. Shout out to Miki. Shout out to Emily. Ivy.
Out kona kesi.
Kewi, utuko na kesi na nyinyi.
Shout out to Jalo.
Oh, shout out to our lecturers, Akili Law, Dr. Lilian,
Dr. Bulinda,
Dr. Akumu,
Mato,
shout out to Emoji,
Joseph,
Fellow, Talib.
Talib, to make me say.
But then who was your favorite lecturer?
My favorite lecturer was Dr. Lilian.
You? Dr. Lilian,
Dr. Kumwa, Kimi, I feel like lecture was Dr. And Dr. Abudo Shan. Abudo Shan,
most fun.
Aki Dr. Abudo Shan.
Dance techniques.
Aki dance techniques. Dr. Abudo
Shan. Dr. Mindoti. So rest in peace.
We'll dedicate this episode to Dr. Mindoti.
By the way, I'm sent to it. I'm done. And you got S kwa dance.
Yeah.
We're dancers.
Musitusuki, we are dancers.
We are professional dancers. You can holla. Tunaitwa Theater Divas.
Yeah.
They used to dance.
Wow, Manze, shout out to everyone, the theater class of 2022. We miss you big time. We're wishing you all the best in life. Reach out to us. Manze, tuweke connect. Tusipoteleane sana.
Sema hata hi.
Sema hi.
You may be and sema hi. Communication pits are two-way. Yeah. You can't wait for the other person like to reach out.
Organize reunion. Mkose kuja vile mekosa kuja.
Also, thank you guys for tuning to this episode. I hope you've learned a few things or two. Not only like if you're finishing Campo or not, but I hope guys have learned a few things or two from this episode. Remember, you can interact with me on my personal social media pages at Awino Awiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE. You can find Nelly on
TikTok.
You can TikTok. Find me on She's TikTok. A dancer, a really good dancer. Go and check out Nelly, the best dancer in our class.
Awino _ N. Ukienda Instagram, wende TikTok, wende. Oh, niko Twitter pia, by the way.
And very active.
Very active there. You can find me at Awino _ N.
Nati, where can we find?
Nati. Nati. TikTok. Nati. Okay. _ Billy, then Nati _. Then same to Instagram. Nati. Neapoto.
So thank you.
And YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. By the way, guys, support me. Yeah. I have a YouTube channel. It's called The Aviator. It's about aviation.
Ooh. What's the name of someone paying you, guys? Hey, so... I really enjoyed this episode. How was it, guys?
It was nice. Yeah,
hope to see you soon. Yeah, next definitely. Episode.
Soon too.
Tutaongea maybe after masters.
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
I'm Dr. Nelly.
After PhD, but then after I'm a prof.
Yeah.
I told you the next time we are doing this, it will be different. We'll have different views.
It will be different. Yeah. We'll have different views. Since we're a master's, next time PhD. Hey, shout
Kizungu
out.
Too.
Kizungu too. Wow, so guys, that's it. I guess I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace, adios.
Bye-bye.